Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio strongly refuted a claim today that the homeless are being forced out of Tampa as the Super Bowl approaches.
Let me just say, make this as clear as I can. We would never, never move the homeless out of Tampa for the Super Bowl or for any reason.
The question was raised after a report in the St. Petersburg Times on Saturday quoted Ramey Knuckles, the chief executive officer of the Hillsborough County's Homeless Coalition, as hearing of a plan to aggressively jail homeless people coming directly from a captain's mouth at a meeting. Looking visibly angry, Iorio said Tampa was no different than any other city in the country when it comes to dealing with the homeless.
It is part of our, sadly, it is part of our failing as a society, as a whole, as a country, that we don't deal with the homeless issue in a better way and that we don't ensure that everyone has a roof over their head. But I can absolutely assure you that our Tampa police only want to help the homeless and would never target the homeless for removal under any circumstances, and certainly would never do so simply because we have visitors from out of town.
Iorio's comments came as she and other local officials held a news conference to officially welcome the national media to Tampa 6 days before the big game. The Times article quoted Knuckles as saying that he heard Tampa police officers making the claim, not the mayor. But when asked if such a charge could be made without the knowledge of City Hall, Knuckles insisted he heard the story from reliable sources.
You know, I wasn't at the meeting where that occurred. I just had that reported to me from some of our providers that, it wasn't just one provider that reported that either. So, I can't speak for the mayor. I can't speak for any other political official in this community. I can just tell you that's what we heard.
Knuckles said he's always concerned about the homeless when major events come to Tampa.
You know, we're working really diligently with all of our public officials and our community for progress on our 10-year plan, and that's where we as a community need to come together and solve this problem and stop dealing with it whenever big events like Gasparilla and the Super Bowl and other events that come to town, which provide economic resources for us.
In her official remarks, Iorio boasted about how the city has changed since the last time the NFL came to Tampa in January of 2001, including boasting about how low the crime rate is.
Our crime rate in the city of Tampa has dropped by about 46%. We are now considered one of the safest cities for a city of our size. We have a population of about 340,000.
And Iorio mentioned the opening of the new Tampa Bay History Center, constructed next to the St. Pete Times Forum, as an indication of how much progress is happening in Tampa.
You are probably seeing more cultural assets being built in the city of Tampa than any other city in the United States right now. I don't know how many cities have three museums, one just open and two under construction. That's something that we're very proud of.
The news conference also featured Hillsborough County Commissioner Chairman Ken Hagan, who said it would be a near-perfect week for those who love the Tampa Bay area.
Without question, our tourism industry is an important element of our economic engine. We hear much about the important economic impacts that the Super Bowl brings to a host community. Our restaurants and hotels are booked, our transportation services will be humming, and our retailers and local attractions bustling. Hillsborough County and the Tampa Bay community will capitalize on the enormous economic impact that the Super Bowl generates.
County Commissioner Calvin Harris boasted of the museums and beaches of Pinellas County and urged those from out of town to cross I-275 at some point this week.
Over in Pinellas County, you will have the taste of the NFL at Tropicana Field, which will be used to help our homeless effort. And then you have the DirecTV Celebrity Beach Bowl at Progress Energy Park. But you also have the wonderful area of Pinellas County, Fort DeSoto Park, Caladese Park, all of these places that you've read about that you can now see up close and personal.
Changes as part of the Tampa Airport Interchange project could confuse those leaving the airport. That was a question posed to Reed Sigmund, the executive director of the Tampa Bay Super Bowl Host Committee. He was asked if the Florida Department of Transportation was doing anything to address traffic confusion from those leaving TIA.
During the time around Super Bowl, there will be no construction in the lanes. All the lanes will be passable. No shifting of the traffic pattern so that our visitors have as easy a way to get in and out. The ingress and egress to the airport is almost complete, and as we've talked about, as Mayor Iorio talked about, really are a community in progress. But FDOT, not only at the airport, but on 275, will make sure that there's no, everything is away. There will still be some construction again on the new leg of 275 North, and at the airport, but it won't affect traffic. It won't be in the traffic lanes.